think that you actually had John Lennon come to your radio station in 1974 and sit down with you for 2 hours in the studio. To me, that's just got to be once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Well, it was interesting. When we set up the interview, and it all came together very quickly, and you know, it was a total stroke of good luck that I happened to be in the right place at the right time and was able to invite him and May Pang, his girlfriend at the time, and they agreed to come up. But his representative, in that case it was May Pang, said, "Do you mind if John brings a few of his own records?" And I thought, oh, okay, sure, you know. Although he was there primarily to promote Walls and Bridges, which was the new album at the time. But he brought along songs like Richie Barrett's Some Other Guy. And what was so interesting about that was he was playing them to show us where he had gotten certain riffs. So he points out, he says, listen to the beginning of this one. This is actually where I got the beginning of Instant Karma.
Well,
and years later, one of the British television companies did a show called John Lennon's Jukebox, in which someone had bought John's jukebox, fully stocked with whatever records were in there in 1970-whatever, and in order to tell the story of all those different records in the jukebox, they took pieces of my interview for some of those songs, like the Richie Barrett song, Some Other Guy.
So Yeah,
Richie Barrett, Some Other Guy. There, you can hear the beginning of a little bit of Instant Karma and a little bit of What I Say. And he brought along those R&B records, those early R&B records that weren't necessarily hits, but that he and other English musicians at the time were listening to.
There was a soul singer named Arthur Alexander that he did. And, you know, the Twist and Shout he did was also, I think the Isley Brothers originally released that.
Another American record that nobody I know over here seems to have ever heard of it, and it's called Some Other Guy by Richie Barrett. There is a strange bootlegs of the Beatles singing it rather crappily from the cabin somewhere way back in 61. And this is a guy called Richie Barrett, who's also a songwriter. I think he's still around, but I don't know what he's doing. This is Some Other Guy. You'll notice the intro is slightly like Instant Karma.